Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I was watching the Chiefs and the Eagles yesterday, enjoying Arrowhead, and thinking we're going to be there next month at the end of October, right around Halloween.
Yeah, dude.
Monday Night Football, thanks to our friends flying us out there, putting us up, the law firm, Condori and Murad.
We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Murad. It's funny you mention that. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Headed over to the Nats game tonight. Nationals Braves this evening from Nats Park. So quick prediction. Toby's going to be there because he is going to go to some Nats games. Toby came here to chew bubble gum and go to Nats games. But he's all out of bubble
gum. He's out of bubble gum. So what else? Oh, Nats game. Yeah.
Locked on Clary is not going to be there. Dad will not be there. Danny will not be there.
No, tonight's pickup kid from soccer night and get my loaner car returned to my pals at Ted Britt Ford. So we're going to do a little exchange. I got tomorrow night, my friend.
You will be there tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phones. 800-636-1067. We're asking people about the big news here. A sprained knee is the diagnosis for Jaden Daniels via Ian Rappaport. And he is reporting what we've been hearing and what we started speculating and talking about on Friday, which was that it's a real possibility he's going to miss time. Status for this weekend in doubt. I would bet that he doesn't play based on everything that I've heard. And I'm not convinced about the week after that, although certainly hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm not a doctor. I haven't done any medical examinations. I just know, I remember from knee stuff before, you know who, this needs to be more careful than they were last year with that rib. And again, the rib is not what a knee is. I understand that. It's tremendously different. This is one of those central focal point type body parts that you actually absolutely have to have operating at almost 100% in order to be yourself. You can get away with rib pain. It hurts. It's miserable. It's awful. But painkillers don't fix a knee that isn't working right, if that makes any sense. So they need to be really smart here. And I actually have some confidence that they will be.
Let's go to Weiss and Chantilly on Grant and Danny on the Fan. How are you? Thanks for the call.
I'm good, man. How you fellas doing today?
Good, buddy.
Very well.
Awesome, man. Yeah, like I said, like I've been listening to you guys, we should hold him off for the Raiders. Possibility of even holding him off to against Atlanta. I feel like our team is strong enough to beat those two. He needs to come back with the Chargers because that's going to be a tough game to play against right there.
Yes, well said. I mean, so a couple of things. One, interesting storyline. Sports are so funny. Sports are so amazing. But the next two games starting this weekend at home against the Raiders are against the last two teams Marcus Mariota's played for.
Isn't that wild?
Mariota's going to get a starting opportunity.
The Mariota tour.
Presumably against the Raiders first, where he came in and played a bunch for them as a backup quarterback. But then as Atlanta, remember, he was their starter. The last time he was a starter.
That's right.
He didn't get booted off the team. He basically walked out and quit in the middle of that Netflix series where it turned out he'd had a baby. But I mean, his name around the league was dragged through the mud for weeks after that. And then you get a little more information. It doesn't look quite as bad. I still think, based on the information we have, it was not a good thing to do.
No, I would hope that if you asked him now, you'd say, yeah, I kind of regret the way that I acted. But it hasn't come up, and he's been wonderful here, and that's really what we care about more.
But isn't that amazing? There are 31 other teams in the league outside of D.C., and the two they play in the next 2 weeks are the Mariota revenge games. I mean, if they had the Titans after that, it would be even funnier who made the number two overall pick. But, yeah, my eyes are on this one this weekend, and it just seems like that's the trend here, that they've got a plan, and that plan is, at least initially, not going to include getting him ready for this game. Now, could he play? This is why I didn't want to go hard in the paint. They don't really know. I mean, when you're dealing with a really young guy who's desperate to stay on the field, which he is by all accounts, and you have all of the modern medicines and the ability to maybe overcome and to heal fast, then if you're willing to play him at 75, 80%, maybe he's just going to stay in the pocket and be a pocket passer. I just think, A, that's a terrible idea, and B, I don't think it's realistic. I think this is a situation where you're going to have to miss a game. And on the other side of this, you kind of figure things out going into Atlanta. Let's go to Leon in Gaithersburg. What's up, Leon?
Afternoon, gentlemen. Grant, Danny. Yeah, you gotta sit him. And I think they will, just because of everything everybody said right up until this point. The knee is such a shoulders, ankles, knees. You got ligaments, you got tendons in there. My wife just sprained her ankle. She's a tennis coach. She's a green one. She had micro tears, stretching. You know,
yep.
She was out of work for 2-3 weeks, decided to come back early because she felt better, and re-aggravated it. So now she needs a doctor's notice to get back in.
Right, I'm it's not a toughness thing, to your point. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, dude, and hope she's better. It's not one of those things where it's like, it's about getting through it. No, it's not. This is one of those that you're going to stand, right? Like, you can get away with favoring certain parts of your body. Like, if your, you know, non-throwing shoulder is bothering you a little bit, or, you know, you got like a forearm thing, you can sort of wrap that, or a fingers on your opposite hand, whatever. You're going to stand, plant, run, cut, jump, stop, start, everything on that knee. Even throwing the football is a mechanic that basically starts from the legs down. And if it's not right, then you're not right. It's not about gutting through something, whereas I think a rib is.
Let's go to Kent in Maryland. Hopefully on Kent Island.
Kent Island would be great.
Yeah. Where are you at, Kent? Oh.
Is that right?
It's a good location.
Is that right by... Is it north of...
Kent, are you there, buddy? You will get nothing. And you will like it. Let's go to Bargov in Gaithersburg on the Fan. Bargov, Jaden Daniels dealing with a sprained knee. What do you think?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yeah, I say we pull a 2012 Kyle Shanahan and run him on some high school options 20 times a game. That sounds real smart.
Just to see.
Heck no. You know, we sit him out like you guys said. Look, we got a pro vet like Mariota. I mean, we have a decent shot of winning a couple games without him if need be. I kind of liken this to the first night of a bachelor party. You know, it's like 1:15 a.m. You've already hit up 3 bars. You're probably like 10, 12 dudes deep. Could you hit up another bar and keep it going? Sure. But you got to think about the entirety of the trip. You know, let's just go home, get some rest. We got more partying to do, you know, JD5, we got more parties to hit up. So let's just rest up and we'll be all right in the long term. Thanks.
Appreciate you, buddy.
So I view this thing as a marathon. And if you feel like over the course of these 4 months, you can get to the requisite number of wins to make the playoffs, the bar being 10. You know, 11, 12 get you there pretty comfortably. I think you have to, while every game is so important in this league, they're so precious, you've got to have the long view. I know you're even talking about longer term. You're talking about career. You're talking about next year and the year after. I just mean for this season, though, to get where you want to go, a 1-2 start is not the end of the world because you have the hay in the barn with that Giants game. If you were 0-2, I would understand a little bit more of the urgency, but split these next two. And he might even be ready and fully going on the practice field by the end of next week for Atlanta. And so it's really one game. If that's the case, and it's 1-2, it's a got-to-have-it game maybe on the road against the Falcons. They look like crap offensively again last night. That's just an okay team.
But it's a team you might be expected to compete with for a wild card spot,
absolutely,
depending on the division. Yeah.
So I understand that. But to your point, though, even like my logic of thinking this year playoffs, NFC playoff picture, it has to come second with this player. Not with every player, okay? Not maybe with Josh Connerly at right tackle or your inside linebacking position with Bobby Wagner. Mm-hmm. But with this player, everything should be about how do we make sure over the next 10 years Jaden Daniels is the best version of himself? And you work back from that.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, that means it's overstated to say he's got to be 100%. I know that sounds like an easy thing, but like there's a straw man where it's got to be 100%, 95, 90, no. No one's 100% in football.
Right, and so it's with that grain of salt. I know exactly what you're trying to say.
You got it clear.
Yeah.
And the hurdle is, are you hurt? Injured and hurt are different.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hurt? And right now he is both injured and hurt. And by the end of this week, if it's just hurt, if he could take the Toradol shot and he could take the anti-inflammatory, and he could not really feel a lot of pain, and he can go out there and not be noticeably limping. I don't think that's this weekend, by the way. I think that'd be next weekend. I still say to you, not worth it, buddy.
Right.
You've got to be Jaden Daniels without the help of any medicine until we get you back on the field. Sorry. And if you want to yell at me and say, oh, 2012's in your head, you're right.
Yes, it is.
And I won't apologize for that.
Yeah, seriously. You live through it, and you either take a lesson from it or you don't. I mean, there's some sort of adage about those who don't know history and being doomed to repeat it anyway. But, to me, this one's pretty clear. Again, because it's a knee, right? I mean, it's basically, we've done this a couple times in this town, if you recall. Two teams handled something really, really differently when they were faced with something fairly similar. Now, one was planned and one wasn't. But the Strasburg shutdown happened, and the Robert Griffin shutdown did not happen. And one guy went on to, you know, pitch and win a World Series and an MVP and all that other stuff. And the other guy's career was never the same. Now, again, I know Strasburg ended up with a ton of injuries, and, you know, I know how the story ended. But the process is what you should be focused on here. The point is, what do you want out of this? What's more important to you? This weekend, getting that big W against the Raiders? Or that player that can be a difference maker, a true franchise-altering presence at his best for a long time? And that, to me, is not even a consider. It's, there's no balance sheet here. This is so obvious to me that, you know, I don't know. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills if anybody's thinking, hey, you know, just if you can wrap it up, let's go.
Josh is in Odenton on the fan. What's up, Josh? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Yeah. Fit him, Mariota's perfectly capable, but keep the information close to the vest. Make the Raiders plan for the possibility of having to play Jaden, and whatever the time is that they have to announce it, I don't know what time it is on Sunday, 12:50 or something, up, oh, they're playing Mariota. Like, do this smart.
I appreciate that, and that's the point I wanted to bring up a second ago. Now, there are certain rules where you have to declare, you know, if a guy's not practicing, you declare him doubtful or out or whatever. I mean, you're bound by the rules. Go by those, no problem. But there's the whole point of spending up and having a backup quarterback like Marcus Mariota for short-term fixes. This is why he's here, right? It's why you didn't just go, let's go get Jeff Driscoll or let Sam Hartman do it or some, you know, drafted kid that we have no idea if he can play or not. You've got a guy that you know in short samples has done really well for you.
This is why you invest in the position.
This is why you invest in the position, especially, again, with a young starter. You may not be able to do that if you've got to pay Pat Mahomes $60 million. You may not have a great experience backup that you're willing to, you know, spend that much money on. You may just have to go with a whatever. Well, this is why one of the luxuries you can afford when you've got a young quarterback.
So looking at last year, just as a reminder of kind of how things went when Marcus Mariota played, and I do think the definition in so many ways of a backup in this league is when pushed into duty in the short term, these guys can have some success. And off the bench, it's almost like a starter out of the bullpen for an inning at max capacity, max effort.
Yeah,
your fastball velocity plays up, your slider, your sharper, your breaking stuff is better, right? In Mariota's case, he played in the Cleveland game for like a couple snaps and a blowout. I don't count that. It was one drive. It was couple throws. But in the Carolina game, if you remember, when Jaden broke his rib, that was the first drive of that game. It was certainly in the first quarter. The line for Mariota against the Panthers ended up being 18 of 23 for 205 yards and two touchdowns in that game.
He couple was scrambles in there. Was
phenomenal.
Good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, really good.
And he ran, to your point. He played against the Cowboys in a game where for a half they did nothing. Then they sat Jaden because they were resting up for the playoffs. And I think they had scored 7 points when he came in. He went 15 of 18 for 161 with two touchdowns. And he had a 30-yard run in there, too. He had an awesome, awesome game. That's the two times we've seen him play any real football with Cliff Kingsbury in this offense. Now, their offense was humming in a way last year that it isn't now. I don't think he's going to be the fix. I don't think he gets out there and all of a sudden, as a lesser-talented player version of Jaden Daniels, all of a sudden they take flight, right? It's not as good a situation right now as it was in those games when everything was working. But he has played well enough that I think you shouldn't make panicked decisions. We've already talked about the first part of this is you can't do that anyway because this player is too important. But in a world where you're going to push him and try to rush him and or you know fight through it with him, so to speak, because you don't have a better option, all Marcus Mariota's done when he's gotten a chance to play is play really, really well. The point where he got some interest this offseason and called some teams about, starting.
Yep.
You know, having a chance to go compete for a job. Let's go to Zeke in Southeast on G&D. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, guys, what's up? Can you catch a cold through the radio? Because, man, I've been drinking tea and lemon all weekend, man.
Dude, take your those delicious vitamin gummies that have vitamin C in them? You know the ones I'm talking about?
Oh, I've been doing those.
Yeah, it's the like Zycam or whatever.
Yeah.
Do that. Do it all.
Okay.
This thing's going around. It sucks.
Great. I'm about to pop some more DayQuil.
It is.
Yeah.
I got it all weekend. But, yeah, no, I was the RG3. Hey, definitely got to consider that, man, because when he came back in the game, I was like, why are they playing this guy? He, you know, his most of your skills is running. And I think if we don't sit JD for at least 2 weeks, I think we're going to regret it because he's more valuable for us in the long term. So let him get back to where he is 100%. That's my take on it because I have flashes of RG3, man. I'm telling you.
We lived through it, dude. Yeah.
I want to play the clip in a minute. I just emailed it to you of Logan Paulson on Take Command today talking about the Daniels injury and, you know, the idea of how quickly guys can come back in this era with training staff and medicine. Mark's in Largo. What's up, Margo? Margo.
Hey,
I just gave you a new name.
Hey, Grant, I hope you feel better, my brother, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Look, I told the screen, I'm going to say this to you. Look, don't pay those people any mind that's messing with you on X about you breaking the story and stuff. You're just doing your job. You love this team more than anybody, and you know how I feel about that with you. So
I don't even go on. I'll be honest. I appreciate the comment. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't fall.
But don't. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Mark, you're right. Just tell him not to look.
Okay. That's good. Look.
Yeah.
I actually think Marcus Mariota is going to cause Cliff to change his game up. And Danny, back me up on this, man. Okay. Right now, we've seen what happened to Jaden. The other person who I'm extremely concerned with right now, and Grant, you're going to agree with me too, Josh Connelly is really – what is the confidence level of him right now? And it's not his fault. It's not his fault.
I agree.
Okay?
Yeah.
You are the best way to deal with the Raiders and to deal with Atlanta and to deal with everybody else on the rest of the schedule, you got to run the ball 20 to 25 times. You got Bill. You got Rodriguez. You got the kid, McNichols. Run these guys 20 to 25 times and then work in the passing game. That way, you're building up Josh's confidence. Josh Connelly right now, his confidence has got to be shot the first two games.
Well, and now you got Max Crosby, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, thank you, buddy.
Cut you off, buddy. Thank you.
Good call, pal.
Now you got Max Crosby coming to town.
Yeah,
so it's been Burns who had almost 70 pressures last season. Then you had Micah Parsons who had almost 70 in the game. He had 8 pressures by himself.
Yeah.
And now you got Max Crosby. Good luck, young man.
Seriously. Get
I would consider Wiley. In fact, I want to talk to you about that later in the show.
That was going to be one of the leading things had not Jaden Daniels ended up on the, our sort of injury discussion here. But what to do about Connor? That long term, 100% I'm with Mark. He's the answer. He's going to be really, really good. This is as tough a first 3 weeks as you're going to find for any player in the NFL, period, end of story. But also, what do you do about it?
Dan Quinn's going to be talking about Jaden Daniels coming up at 3:30, so we got to get ready for that. But this is what I wanted to reference. Logan Paulson on Take Command talking about players trying to recover from injuries in light of the Jaden Daniels news.
Well, it's totally reasonable to let that past experience inform this current situation. But also, like, what is the injury? How's the athlete handling the pain or the discomfort of the injury? Like, does it hamper him? Does it hinder him? Maybe, like, I've played with dudes who had, like, crazy bone bruises, and it showed up on the MRI, and they're like, you're going to miss 3 weeks, and they'll practice in 2 days, and it doesn't really bother them as much as the doctor thinks it should, and they're ready to go, and they look great. And it's, and again, it's different for different positions. Like, offensive linemen will play with pretty much anything, you know, but receivers, because they're kind of these fine-tuned machines, it becomes a little bit more impactful. So, again, I think as we get more information about the injury, like, we can kind of assess, like, what's going on here. But really, like, some of the best trainers I ever had were like, how do you feel? How do you feel about what's going on? You know, like, what's going on with the knee or the ankle or whatever? Then you can run. We'll go watch you run. We'll go watch you do your drops. Does it bother you? The answer is no. Okay, we'll do a little bit more tomorrow and see how it goes. So I think that's it's a fluid situation. We'll see what happens. And with him, because of how much efficiency he gets out of, like, walkthroughs and the VR stuff, I'd probably be okay if he didn't practice a ton and you still played in the game.
That's Logan Paulson from Take Command, the podcast I do with him three times a week. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. As soon as we return, Dan Quinn should be at the podium addressing Jaden Daniels for the first time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Welcome back, and thank you for making the show part of your day. Dan Quinn is meeting with the media in mere moments out in Ashburn. As soon as that press conference starts, we will have it for you live on The Fan. He will be addressing Jaden Daniels' status. I don't think he'll rule him out right here and right now. Coaches love the cloak and dagger approach of not letting you know anything.
That's right, play clandestine.
But I think he's got to at least acknowledge, yeah, this is a knee injury that we're concerned about, and we are, you know, going. He will say 100 times we're not going to miss a step. That's his favorite thing to do with injuries, to say we're not going to miss a step. So just listen for that. Mm-hmm. Don't play a drinking game, but just smile when he says.
Like, I would love it if somebody in the media crew actually asked, like, do you think you guys are going to have him miss a step? Like, do you plan on having him not hit every step?
Here's some news from the Commanders today on the roster coming out in the last half hour. They have placed running back Austin Ekeler and defensive end Dietrich Wise both on injured reserve, out for the season. Ekeler obviously ruptured his Achilles, tore it in the game on Thursday night in Green Bay, and Wise had a quad injury that's going to cost him his season. That's actually our poll of the day right now on our 106.7 The Fan Twitter account, brought to you by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Which of those two injuries will prove more costly? They've also signed Jalen Holmes off the practice squad. He's going to replace Wise. They've signed Chris Moore off the practice squad. So they didn't elevate a running back. He, for the moment, will be their sixth receiver, replacing Ekeler. But they signed Chase Edmonds to the practice squad. Chase Edmonds, the former Arizona Cardinal.
Has a history with Kingsbury, yeah.
He's played a lot in the NFL, too. He had a 50-catch season at one point. Oh, I hope that was on camera. I just spilled hot tea all over my stomach.
On your stomach and lap?
And my lap.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Oh, dude.
Is this on camera? Look at this.
How bad is it? How bad is it?
Like, how hot is it?
Yeah, like hot. How uncomfortable
it's
is it?
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. Yeah.
At least it's all over me now. I mean, literally all over me.
Yeah.
Today sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, this day right here, this one can end whenever it's ready.
I know.
I am good on that.
Well, it's what's weird is being, I was the first one into the breach on this stupid cold. I know we're over talking about our colds, but like last week, you like I would register a complaint and everyone's like, could you just.
No, that's why I'm not complaining.
No, I'm not accusing
you of it. You're complaining a lot for me, but I'm not going to be complaining.
Right, where it's like nobody wants to hear it when no one else is feeling that way. And it's like, could you just stop whining and get over it? So I'm telling you, dude, it's so annoying, and you're so wet.
Dan Quinn sitting down to meet the media. Let's go out to Ashburn.
Start off just with a little bit of tough news, and we have two players that will be out for the year, and that's Austin Ekeler and Dietrich Wise. And I know we hear a lot this a next man up league, but I just wanted to take a moment and talk about these two, and they have made a tremendous impact on our team on the field, but also off the field. These are two incredible guys. And so just want to acknowledge that. Before we got rolling, I'm definitely bummed for them. We have four others for some injuries that we're still assessing. Noah Brown, John Jones, John Bates, and Jaden. I know lots of the questions will be about our QB, but I can say here's what I know. And when I say that, it's all really that I know. So he did have an MRI, and he has already begun his return to play process with us. He is truly day-to-day. What does that mean for Sunday? I can't tell you that now. I'll have more to share on that when we get to Wednesday and practice and what that would look like. But in the return to play, he and any of the guys would have to hit all of the markers for us to get back and do our thing. So we got a good plan of how to return to play for him and for everybody else. And I'll give you more insights just as soon as I have them. So I want to make sure I gave you all that I had, that he's day-to-day as we're sitting today. And I'll share more with you on Wednesday when we get together before practice. So all that said, Charlie, we can get rocking about the game or any other pertinent topic for the day.
Perfect. Let's go, John Conn.
Hey, Dan, with Jaden, obviously you know he's going to want to go out there and play. So what are the things that you would want to look for to make sure that he would be ready to go or might not be ready to go?
Yeah, it starts off first on like the strength part of things, the movements, and that's step one, John. Then on the field, the change of direction, the pivoting, the moving, all of those would be the things to go. So we'll just take it, you know, as it goes, you know, through the week. But he'd have to see all of the steps, you know, along this week to hit those marks, the speed, the stopping, the change of direction, all of it.
And then you guys didn't have to deal with this this amount of injuries at one time last year. So what is it? What kind of a challenge does this pose for the team this week and going forward?
Yeah, I think teams go through it, John. It's just at different times, you know, with injuries and such. And so having this 70-man roster, you've heard me say it's going to take everybody. You know, it's even on the old days when it was just 53, that's not really how it goes. For those of us who've been around the league enough, you need a big, deep crew. And if players do have to miss, that's why we have this, you know, group and how we play. So we'll just take it as it goes. But, you know, it's a little bit of a puzzle. You have to put it together, much like other teams do. And we'll be prepared for that with the contingency plans at certain spots if we need them.
Nikki.
Hi, Dan. Is it, in fact, a knee sprain that he's dealing with? And was he hurt on that that tackle in the fourth quarter with about 5 minutes left where he came up hobbling?
He was hurt on a tackle. He was actually looking back on Micah and scrambled away and got hit from kind of the opposite direction, I would say. But he is dealing with a knee injury. Like I said, it was good that he finished the game. And now as we get through it, we'll just kind of go through the whole process with him. And we're not going to miss it either, Nikki. With Jaden, we know how important he is. And so we're just going to kind of take it. That's why I truly say it's day by day to make sure that he can absolutely be himself.
And what are your expectations for Noah Brown and John Bates this week?
Yeah, I think it's a long shot, but we'll have to find out when we get through Wednesday and where we're at. Both of them had soft tissue injuries, and we'll just see what it looks like as we get through Wednesday. But we're still assessing him and John and Jaden as well. So those are the four that, you know, too early to call it for me. And so once we get into, we'll get together Wednesday and have a better discussion for that.
Tom.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Tom.
Not to stay on the Jaden track here,
sure.
But do you feel like you're better than say, a Noah Brown or a John Bates?
It gets more attention, Tom, for sure. And we look here, we recognize like what Jaden is and the impact that he has here. But I'd be BSing if I said, you know, like we wouldn't care about those guys in the same way. So I think it's not less on for them. We just want to make sure we're going to try to push the guys to the right spots. All these guys are like legit competitors, Tom. So there's some of us protecting them from themselves as well. But we're going to do our best to make sure we got a pretty robust return to play program, and they have to hit all the markers even to be considered to go. So we're just not going to miss any steps along the way, man.
And obviously Marcus has a lot of experience. Can you kind of talk about your confidence in him and maybe when you would want to make kind of a decision on who's going to get the ball on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll take it all the way to Friday and then, you know, have a real good idea of where we're at. If called upon, this is an elite competitor, teammate, player, and so we'll just take it as we go through that one. But, yeah, our confidence in him is through the roof based on who he is, the teammate, what he's shown to us here, Tom. But I'll have a better sense for that as I go through the week and can give you better insights on that when we get together on Friday.
Head coach Dan Quinn addressing the media on Jaden Daniels' injury.
Hey, Dan, on Marcus also, you guys kept him down through most of camp in the preseason. The markers that you needed to see him hit to make sure that he was ready to go?
It was after Baltimore. It was close to Baltimore, D.A. It was like, okay, could we get some reps into that one? I felt like in the pregame, that was the one. Okay, there it is. That looks like you all the way through. But that was the week we weren't sure. Would he be able to get some during that Baltimore week? The week after, he was at the full. And then from then on, I felt good. But it was really into that week that I was, okay, there's the speed. There's the explosion. And it took a while. But he has fully made it all the way back. Those are frustrating to go through as the player. But I can remember having the conversation. I said, hey, man, that's it today. And that's why we waited, so it would look like that. And I think that was the week through that Baltimore and then into the next week, which I'm kind of, I don't know what the right word is, like the end of the season, preseason bye week. But that week I felt like he was back to himself.
A game question. What did sure. you see specifically with the O-line production and performance at Green Bay and where the deficiencies were?
Yeah, I really felt like it was almost like a repeat from Detroit. You know, they got out ahead and I didn't like how we started, you know, really on either side of the ball. David, to say, I think you have to go back and look. It was either two punts or three punts, you know, on our first two or three possessions. They drove down some, so I didn't love the way that we started. As bad as it felt, as we got into the start of the fourth quarter, you're down a touchdown. Okay, we stayed in the fight, as bad as it felt. We didn't hit on a field goal at the end of half. We missed on a good return coming out of the half. So I thought our complementary football back and forth wasn't right. And then when it got to the two scores, then you're back throwing it all, you know, to try to catch up again. So I thought, all right, can we stay in this fight? Here's our time to go take our shot. They went down to score, and that's where I thought the game changed, man, where we had one shot to go fight for it. Didn't love our balance, honestly, to go, you know, that many runs and passes at the half. There wasn't a lot of plays, so it looks at the end of the game way higher in the passing, which is not what you want to do against a team that's rushing and going. But I just didn't love, you know, on both sides the way we started. That's what I like. You know, there are things that I liked, you know, took care of the ball, you know, those things. But just in terms of just jumping on them and being aggressive from the start, Dave, that's the thing I didn't love.
That's Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Commanders, addressing the media today on Jaden Daniels, who he calls day to day, says that the process for his return to play is underway. He says in the return to play, he would have to hit all of his markers. We've got a good plan. So he is not in any way ruling him out for this weekend. But if, in fact, it's a knee sprain, day to day seems pretty optimistic.
I would say so, right? It's not quite month to month. It's not week to week. So if there's an area between day-to-day and week-to-week, it might be that. But again, that's kind of reading between the lines there.
Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I know lots of the questions will be about our QB, but I can say here's what I know. And when I say that, it's all really that I know. So he did have an MRI, and he has already begun his return to play process with us. He is truly day-to-day. What does that mean for Sunday? I can't tell you that now. I'll have more to share on that when we get to Wednesday and practice and what that would look like. But in the return to play, he and any of the guys would have to hit all of the markers for us to get back and do our thing. So we got a good plan of how to return to play for him and for everybody else. And I'll give you more insights just as soon as I have them. So I want to make sure I gave you all that I had, that he's day-to-day as we're sitting today. And I'll share more with you on Wednesday when we get together before practice.
That's Dan Quinn, minutes ago with the media. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. This is not meant to be a knock, I promise, okay? You can take it that way if you want to, if you want to find negative and everything. I think he says less about injuries than anybody that I can remember here, actually. Maybe Shanahan was that bad. I should probably remember, since I was at every one of those press conferences for 4 years. He was very veiled as well.
Very coy.
But the difference was, I feel like Mike behind the scenes would tell you a lot of information that then helped you to educate whoever you were talking to, in my case, our listening audience. Whether it was him directly or his assistants or whoever, they were getting the word out in a way that was beneficial, whereas this group's just not going to do that. Like, you're not going to have the information. But here's the example I'll give you.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, he's not saying, you know, Austin Ekeler tore his Achilles, and I get there's still some testing to be done. But like, he's not even... Ian Rappaport's already tweeted, before Dan Quinn gets to the podium, the fear is that he has a torn Achilles. We all saw that. We're just not going to say it because we're not doctors and there's no reason to. But like, he goes up to the podium, he's like, yeah, we fear some bad news on Austin Ekeler. A lot of teams just go up to the podium and say, we think he could be out for the year with an Achilles. Like, even that there's no hiding that from the Raiders on the Thursday night 10 days out. You know, they just have no interest. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think
it just is. It's
maybe
the reality,
it's a good
yeah.
thing. But the return to play, like, I don't know what that means.
Well, I got overhearing that when it came to Terry McLaurin, if you recall. There the amount of, hey, he's holding in, this that's what this is. He's not signing a contract or whatever. At the return to play, it's a very big deal. He's meeting every metric, every step. Come on. So he leads the team, leads the league, in fact, in saying all the words for nothing. And again, it's not bad. It sounds like we're being critical. It's not at all. It's just observation. It's how he is. Like, the company line of, you are not going to get diddly or squat out of me with regards to injuries. Not only what I'm required to do. No, let me rephrase. Like, the absolute minimum is zero. You're getting zero. But I'll say a lot of words. Then when you leave, you went, Dan Quinn talk. Wait a minute. I'm looking at my notes. Damn it. I got zero. Like, yeah. He leads the league in that. And because he's got really good EQ.
Which is a skill. And he's nice while doing it, you know, which is better than a lot of coaches. He's not going to Brian Kelly you and scream at you and do a tirade, you know. Jaden Daniels, sprained knee, according to Ian Rappaport. Status for this weekend in doubt meshes with what we're hearing. We'll have more on that as we go today on Grant and Danny. It is time for our double play brought to you by your local Honda dealer. Now is the time for a deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
GP, about, let's say, 6 hours into Borderlands 4, latest release from Gearbox, follows up Borderlands 1, 2, 3, and Borderlands the pre-sequel. It is a blast. It is as much fun as you can have playing a video game. Now, you and I talked about what character class I was going to choose. You were talking about doing the Exo-Soldier, possibly the Siren, the new class, the Gravatar, someone that you thought about being able to spread status effects and area of effect damage between multiple enemies. I know that's not what you went with. Did you do the Forge Knight too?
I did Forge Knight.
I did Forge Knight. Aim in the Forge Knight.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of Berserker class with a lot of melee and a lot of upgrades there, so I can overshield now after spending a few character spec points in that character class.
Did you spend spec points?
Of course I spent spec points. It's the whole point of grinding.
Wow.
It's the point of level grinding. So anyway, so you know, it's obviously looter, shooter type stuff. You're establishing your bases. Here's the point of the dude's story. Not very far into the game, obviously. There's plenty more that has to hold, and there's several endgame replayability type stuff, little co-op stuff that's in store for us. This is so much fun. I don't understand why anybody who ever plays video games wouldn't just stop what they're doing and do this. All it is fun. All the people that I know that are gamers, Darius, gamer, took his right hand, then took his left hand, and extended both middle fingers to me when I was like, are you going to get Borderlands, friend? He said, shut up. I don't like you. I don't like the fact that you infected everybody with your dumb cold, and you're annoying. When you talk, it's bad. That's what he said with his eyes. Toby plays games. Is he playing this one? No. Vic, who's more of a gamer than Vic? Vic punted me like Tressway out of the studio and goes, I have to record this pregame that Charlie's going to do with one-time Nat from 17 years ago, who's now a minor league roving field coordinator with the Mariners. And he said, shut up, Danny, I don't like you. Nobody but me and a few listeners. Borderlands 4 is so fun. Very early again, it's impossible to do a fair review of it because, again, I'm just sort of feeling my way through the planet Kairos. Big Bad looks good. Everything about it is fun. Please have fun. That's what I'm asking you.
I'd love to have fun.
Have fun.
I'm just glad you're having fun.
I'm having fun.
It's time for my double play. Too early to claim victory here, but I feel like my voice sounds way sillier than it did a few minutes ago. Lifesavers. Quite literally, a lifesaver.
Oh, hello there.
Laura Gonzalez, she of her sales team fame,
yep,
brought me some lifesavers from her desk, I guess. How silly do I sound right now?
Better.
Go back and pull the tape from 20 minutes ago to right now. I think I sound incredible, and it's because of lifesavers. So I'm now thinking, not only do I get through this thing, but this is actually sustainably silly, what you're hearing right now. All because of the lifesavers. Little too early to claim victory. My return to the air.
Your return to play?
My return to the air process. We're not going to miss a thing. But
so the way we should do it, if we do it Dan Quinn style, is just have you go on like this for days and then just sort of never really reference it. Yeah, like Grant's part of the process, and you know, we're looking at it, and he grants truly minute to minute.
If so facto, though, we give Jaden Daniels a few lifesavers. He plays against the Raiders, throws for three bills. The boys get a win.
Dude.
2-1.
Dude.
Let's get to our double play next. No, that's what just happened. Let me revert.
We won't do it.
Hold on. I actually wrote down double play two times on my rundown, believe it or not. I didn't write down Beltway Blitz. Let's get to our Beltway Blitz next. We do that at 4 o'clock on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.